This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. On the 22nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade, there was more activity on Capitol Hill than simply a million or more people marching in protest of abortion and other threats to the right to life. The U.S. House voted to entirely ban all federal abortion funding. Instead of relying on annual budget amendments to do that, the bill would also directly reverse Obamacare funding of abortion. Though 39 votes shy of a veto-proof majority, the U.S. House is expected to take up the measure. Not all was well in the House, however, when it came to the Paine Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Three veteran lawmakers with pro-life voting records took cover, using increasingly outdated reasoning about rape and incest exceptions. They also led other legislators to balk. Right-to-life advocates, emboldened by November's elections, are flexing their political muscle, saying voters will not soon forget such legislative failures. This is Life News Radio. Do you pray for an end to abortion? If there is one single characteristic to the cause for life, it is that prayer is desperately needed for all involved. Pray for mothers, for their babies, for those who work to end abortion. Pray for those who seek to heal the hurt of abortion. Pray for pastors, for preachers of righteousness, and even for others who pray. Pray and work for an end to abortion. Pray for a culture of life. President Obama celebrated 42 years of abortion, saying that it is abortion which gives our daughters rights and freedoms. As America approaches the 58 million abortion mark, the president said he remains deeply committed to protecting abortion as what he called a core constitutional right. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.